We're going to begin about a quarter of the way into the fourth piece of Rav Tzadik on the Parsha, the fourth piece of Pri Tzadik. In this edition, it's the top line on page Reish Chav Dalid. V'hine Isa b'medrash Rabba. The Medrash discusses these three malachim and says, of course, they looked like people, like wayfarers, like travelers. Echad nin malo b'dmus sadki. One looked like a sadki. V'echad nin malo b'dmus navti v'echad b'dmus arvi. Perdish Rashi says that this sadki is a meicher pas, a bread man. And the navti is a safon. He's a manik hasfina, a sailor. And the arvi is an Ishmaelite, a traveling salesperson who goes from place to place, maybe even traveling from place to place with flocks, with herds, but someone who wanders through the desert. That's what these three wayfarers looked like to Avraham Avinu. V'yesh l'hovin, need to understand, ma nirmez b'zeh, what are Chazal trying to tell us? What's being conveyed, b'ma she'amar, by telling us, she'niru ha'malochim b'dmus elu ha'gimel, that the malochim appeared like the bread man, the sailor, and the Ishmaelite wanderer, or herdsman. V'shayachas gimel inyonam elu, we have to know what the relationship of these might be, le'inyon ha'mila, u'le'inyon Avraham Avinu olav hasholom, to the mila which Avraham Avinu had just completed, and to who Avraham Avinu was to become. Ach ha-medrash meramez lanu, the medrash is hinting to us, be'inyan kedushas Avraham. Medrash is telling us what the holiness of Avraham was all about. She'zocha al yedei mitzvas hamila, she'nichlal bo kedushas gimel ha'avos. Through mitzvas mila he became the father of a nation. Through mitzvas mila he became someone with the kedusha of Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. The three, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, represent the father of a nation, the nation that was the reason and the raison d'etre for the creation of the world. The whole world was created because of Yisrael. Bereishis, because of Yisrael, who are called Reishis, Tevuasai. And Avraham has that nature of what was Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, all wrapped up within him. And he was zeicha to the Kedusha, gained by Mila, to be the one to give rise to Yitzchak and Yaakov, who in turn, the three, the Chut HaMeshulash, which is Leib B'Meherer Yinatek, give rise to the Am Yisrael. U'mehem Yatzu Uma Yisraelis Shebeshvilam Nivra Ha'olam. From Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov together come Klal Yisrael. Kedichsiv, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tevuasai, V'heim Machnisim Kedusha B'chol Ha'olam. And through Klal Yisrael, there's a holy presence that spreads throughout mankind and to all of mankind. V'isa B'gemara. Gemara tells us, De Malach, Tre Alfe Parse, that a malach occupies, as it were, 2,000 parsi. V'shisa alfa parsi, heavy alma. And all of the world, in all of its expanse, has 6,000 pras in size. As we find in Psachim Tzadik Dalit, v'have malach shlish ha'olam, which means that a malach, if you were to take its physical measure, a malach occupies one third of the entire planet, one third of the world. Now, this doesn't mean so much physically as it means metaphysically. It means that the power of a malach can be felt in one third of all of the world. And that means that these three malachim together represent a powerful presence that is to be felt and is meant to have influence on every aspect of this planet, on all of the world. Says, in the name of the Medrash, Shekol HaOlam, all of the world, is also divided geographically and topographically into three parts. Shlish Yamim, one third, the various oceans, Shlish Midbaros, the various deserts and areas of wilderness that are not inhabitable, and Shlish Yishuv, and one third that is inhabitable. V'zeh Sheramzu Hagimel Malachim LaAvraham. That's what these three Malachim that come to Avraham Avinu are meant to express. Shekol Ha'olam Bishviloi, all of the world is expecting that he do, his job, his mission is to bring Am Yisrael about, so Am Yisrael's influence should fill the world. Therefore, he is the father of this nation, and the whole world awaits him, and the whole world is there bishviloi for him to do his work, and for him to turn the world in a certain direction. Ubishvil Yitzchak v'Yaakov sheyotzu mimen. And we're going to see that each of the malachim appeared to Avraham Avinu with a character trait that it's associated with Avraham, one with Yitzchak, one with Yaakov, and with one of these three parts or facets of the world. One with the fact that there's a part of the world that's a wilderness, one with the part of the world that's all covered by water, and with that part of the world on which people live. And so now, Rav Tzadik explains, V'hanid meloi b'dmus sadki, the one that appears like a bread man, like the baker of bread, merames keneged Avraham Avinu. That's a remez to Avraham Avinu, umerames keneged shlish yishuv. It is that part of the world where people live. When you talk about the physical world, we mean that it is that part of the world where people live, pas merames al kol achila, on people living and eating. Shegodel b'shlish yishuv, the food that's grown so people where they live can eat. Umimenu hachiyus, that's how people live. L'chol habruim sheba'olam, so that people can be sustained. V'zeh hoya k'neged Avram, she'he'echil pas la'ivrim. And that's what Avram was all about, seeing to it that people had enough food to eat. La'ivrim v'ashovrim, for everyone traveling, all people should be well taken care of. Val yedei zeh pirsim elikusa yizbarach, by being the one to provide bread, he had everybody come to understand that bread is a miracle and food is sustenance provided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'disa B'medrash. He taught them that. He said to them, don't thank me, but say Birchas HaMazon. Thank the Almighty who creates the food that mankind needs in order to be sustained. V'hinei mitzad ha-hefech, on the other side of the coin, or the very opposite, mitzad ha-hefech me-hakedusha, interestingly enough, that which a person eats and drinks represents, on the one hand, the kindness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the opportunity for a person to thank God and be in a relationship of having received and now thanking God for whatever he or she has received. But it's also true that food and drink causes someone to have a satiety and a certain self-satisfaction that can lead to utter rebellion. Hayetzahara shalot mitechachilu ushisiyah. Ukamei she'amru, like Chazal say in Sifrei, Mikra, from the Pasuk, which we say in Kriyashma, where the Kriyashma in the second paragraph says, V'achalta v'savata, and then immediately, Hishamru lechem pen yiftel levavchem v'sartem v'avadatem v'limachir. And the Sifrei says, because it's v'achalta v'savata, that endangers us. And that's why we have to say, Hishamru lechem, be very careful, because if you have achila and svi'a, and you're satisfied in that self-satisfaction, well, as the Torah elsewhere says, right? V'achalta v'savata v'rachtas Hashem lekecha, al rotzav v'shanos aloch, and then, Hishamru lecha pentishkach es Hashem lekecha, v'rom levavcha, because if you have too much, and you're too satisfied, you can easily and quickly forget from whence it came and from whom it came. Take it all for granted and literally turn on the Rabbi Nishlelem, turn on a dime, Chalila, on the Rabbi Nishlelem. V'oid tuv. And there are many examples where Chazal show us that that's what the Torah is warning us, that if we are too steeped in our achila and shesia and take it all for granted, we're going to lose our sense of piety, our sense of humility, and therefore our sense of dependence and then religiousness altogether. V'avraham avinu, ksivbe, v'yita'eshel b'bershava. Pundak la'achilu shesia l'chaloylem. He created a place where people could come and eat and drink. G'day la'achnisim tachas kanfei ashkin, in order to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nosan achilu shesia chinam. He gave everyone, without having to ask for anything, without asking for money or pay, chutz ma'ayis m'shalei rotzul kabbal olam k'void m'chus yisbarach shema, except if they wouldn't thank God for the food. But otherwise, he gave, and he gave, and he gave. And he wanted people to understand that it's all coming from Hashem. U'pirsem elakusi b'chol haaretz, and this way, he made Hashem known throughout the world, u'kumay shenemar, as we see in Parshas Chayesara, v'ashbiacha b'Hashem elakei ha'shemayim v'elakei ha'aretz. Rashi brings from Bereishis Rabbah that the reason he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei HaShemayim VeElokei HaAretz is because Adshelo Hedati Oisai Livri Yosef, he was only Elokei HaShemayim. When people in this world wouldn't recognize him until I caused them and helped them recognize him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Elokei HaShemayim, he was God in heaven. But Kevin Shehedati Oisai Livri Yosef, he became a Elokei HaAretz as well. So this is the Malach that looked like the bread man. He represents Avraham Avinu. He represents that part of the world where people live and have to come to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam through the kind of chesed that Avraham Avinu did, where people are challenged by that very same bread to not thank anyone but Hashem and to not turn on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chalila, as the Pasuk says, Hishamru Lachem, Ben Yiftel Avavchem V'sartem, because of Achila and Sevia, because of that satisfaction. That's the Malach that appeared to Avraham as the bread man. V'echod, then there's one, Shenid Malo, Ka'aravi, a traveling, wayfaring Arab, Shehem Shoichne Midbarius, V'oihalim, who live in the desert, like Bedouin, Chaydish Khan, V'chaydish Khan, depending on where they can pasture, a month here, a month there. Hu meram is al shlish midbar. This is a reference to that part of the world that's desolate. V'zeh hamalach k'neged Yitzchak Avinu. This is the malach that represents that attribute of Yitzchak, the attribute of preparing for Torah, of self-sacrifice, of being ready to be receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's going to explain. Ki b'Yishmael k'siv, the opposite of Yitzchak, also is that generation, the generation of Yishmael, his brother. V'yeshev b'midbar paron. And he's also in the midbar, in the wilderness. V'ne'amar v'hu yiyeh pera adam. U'k'siv, and it says, in Yirmiyah pera limud midbar, that's the place of that wildness of Yishmael. Ukiniskel el mepnei shegadol b'midbar. Ve'ein loy b'chlal b'yishuv ha'olam. Ve'ein loy makum b'yishuv rak b'olam chodesh kan v'chodesh kan. So that generation of Yitzchak and Yishmael is represented by Midbar. V'chein Isa, and similarly, we find that the Gemara in Sukkah says that there are four, Dalet, Mischar Talayan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebar Aram, there are four categories HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes he would not have had to create. Yishma'elim, Kazdim, Golos, and the Yetzer Hara. And for each there's a Pasuk. So Yishma'elim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oy, woe for the fact that there are Yishma'elim that I created, Dechsiv, Yishloyu Oyhalim L'Shoydidim, they live in nice tents, and the Pasuk continues, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, blames himself la'asher hevi eleka b'yaday for bringing them into the world. Kihem yoshve aholim b'midbar v'shoydidim la'ayvrim v'shavim. They're in the desert, in the wilderness, but shoydidim, they're taking advantage of other people. Shoydidim means that they're highway robbers. Yadum bakol, right? Yad Kol Boy.
But he gave a special bracha to Yishmael.
Vehu mafkir atzmoi kimidbar, lemalois tavosoi vechemdois rois. That concept of midbar, which means abandonment, is what, in the case of Yishmael, means I will use the midbar to do whatever I want. I'll act with abandon. And I'll take what's not mine, and I'll be a marauder of the travelers in the midbar, etc. That's the aspect of the midbar that's on the negative side, and that too is what the malach that looked like a wandering Arab, that's what he represents, ulu umas zeh, but the tzad sheni, the umas zeh, meaning zel umazeh, also elikim, is Yitzchak Avinu, olav shalom. Hichnis, inyan, hefkerus, umidbar l'kedusha. The idea of abandonment can and should be used for kedusha. The midbar, in its vastness and emptiness, is a perfect place for holiness and for Torah. That's where the Torah was given, by midbar, specifically. Because a person has to give up the world and the bread and all of the materialism if he's going to be open to the concepts and to the ideas, and devote himself to Torah. Ki Yitzchak Avinu Olav Shalom Aramis Al Torah Shebiksav Dikziv Eish Dos Loma Umidas Yitzchak Eish Dikedusha Kiniskel El Eish of Kedusha, the fire, the Gevura of Yitzchak, that's capable of bringing on the Torah, the Torah Shebiksav V'HaTorah Nitna B'Midbar. That's what this Malach that was looking to Avram Avinu like he was a wandering desert rat, like a wandering Bedouin, that represents the midbar on the positive side. It represents the ability to give up so much of what you find in the yeshuv, that part of the world which is the yeshuv, and instead be in the midbar to receive openly and fully, like a clean slate without anything else that you're preoccupied with, to receive the Torah. The Gemara says that's why Mount Sinai was in the desert and Torah was given there, because you have to give up every other interest or concern in order to truly, truly take in and be mekabel Torah. In the Bamidbar Rabbah, in Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah, v'hainu shemekadesh atzmai u'mafrish atzmai me'tavois v'chemdois olam hazeh. Give up on some of the things which you otherwise would materially seek, the pleasures of this world, if you have them circumstantially, but that's not what you live for. That's not what you strive for. What you strive for is knowledge and closeness and bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else is secondary. That means that you make yourself hefker, in the words of Chazal, you make yourself hefker kamidbar. That openness to receive, that sense of there's nothing standing in the way but for the word of Hashem to come and the influence of Hashem to come to me, that's what midbar represents, and that's Yitzchak, and that's what the second malach represented. Ukidchsiv beYitzchak v'hu yoshev be'eretz haNegev, and living in the Eretz haNegev, we saw last week the Pritzadik says that means shehoya menugav, he was wiped clean, mitavois v'chemdois olam hazeh. That's what the idea of being in the Negev represents. Pritzadik said it about Avram Avinu, that he was holach v'nosoya Hanegba, and that to be menagev, meaning to wipe something clean, to be mevarer, the midah of ahav, and in the case of Yitzchak, the midah of gvura, of putting everything else aside and giving over one's entire force and energy only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, he says, "V'ha'echad shenidme kedmus natvi," meaning a safon. And then, the third malach which is going to be the Malach representing Yaakov Avinu. That Malach looked like a sailor. Manig Meramez Keneged Shlish Yam, which is that part of the world covered with water. Shehu Merumez Keneged Kedushas Yaakov Avinu Shem Meramez Al Torah Shebal Peh. That which is the Yam, which we call the Yam HaTalmud, Das, as we call it in the Pasuk, Kamayim Layam, Layamim Machasim, as he's going to tell us, Kamayim Layam Machasim, the Pasuk says. That is Yaakov Avinu, and that's what this third Malach, looking like a sailor, represents. He represents Yaakov Avinu and Torah Shebal Peh of the Yaakov Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim. Ubetzad HaHefuch, but what's the opposite? Notice in all three instances, he has shown us that in the case of Avram Avinu, the pas of the Sadki, it could also be the reason why someone turns on Hashem Chalila. Yeah. And in the case of the Midbar, it could be an opportunity to be hefker in a bad way, in a negative way. And here, in the case of Mayim, also, there's Esav. The opposite of the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu. V'hu ha-kolel mikol ha-umos. Esav represents and includes some of the negative characteristics of all the other nations, k'mo she'amru b'medrash. And like the Medrash says, that the umos ha-olam are like a force of the ocean. V'ksiv, it says in Yeshayahu, hoy hamoin amim rabim. These masses of waters, like the great oceans, are these nations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to cause them to have no power whatsoever. The Navi Yeshayahu continues. But the point of Rav Tzadok here is that the nations of the world, in their might and in their strength altogether, are like the mighty ocean. And that's what the Yamim represents. And that's what this sailor represents. He represents the Shlish of the world, that's Yam. V'hainu sheroitza lehispashet al kol ha'olam. Esav and the umas ha'olam, they want power. And they want to spread their power and influence to all of the world. U'lechase es kol ha'olam bira'asai, k'may mayim shemechase es he'abosha b'hispashtus. They want to spread like water spreads over land, and spread all of their selfishness and all of their self-interest, and all of their ra'os, everything that's bad and that's not good, they want it to be pervasive and they want it to spread throughout the world. While Yaakov Avinu's ma'ayim is the ma'ayim of goodness and of Torah, the very opposite. Umatzinu al pnei tohaim, in the very beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Chazal say that tohaim, that deep water, is Mamlachas Harsha'ah, the wickedness of Mamlachas Harsha'ah. Ukenegdoi, Bekedusha, Yaakov Avinu, Shehoya Midas Das. The Midah of Yaakov is the Midah of Das, Das of Torah. Uksiv La'osid, and about Das, we know La'osid Lavoi, the promises, Ki Molo Haaretz, Deo Es Hashem, that there will be knowledge and a sense of understanding of the will of God and of the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kamayim layam mechasim, like the oceans and the waters of the ocean. Ki al yidei midas hadas miskase kol haguf b'kedusha v'teira. Das, Torah Shebal Peh of Yaakov Avinu, which is like mayim, that envelops the entire person, and Emir Tzashem will also spread throughout all of the world, like the same water that is the evil of the nations that they wish to spread throughout the world, that same spreading throughout the world, like water, will be the Das of Hashem, will be the Torah of Yaakov Avinu, Ki Das, Hainu, Shemechaber, Chochmas, Hamoyach, wisdom of the mind, Im Binas Halev, combined with the understanding heart, V'Nasa Kol Haguf, and the entire person then is enveloped Molei Kedusha and full of holiness, K'mo Shehoya Miskasa Kulei Tachas Hamayim, as if surrounded by water. B'Zehu HaTorah Shebal Peh, Sh'al Zeh Nemar U'Rechavim Mineyom, the Pasuk says, as vast as the ocean. That's why we call it the Yam HaTalmud. Ubezoyam Ramiz al Masha Nemar, Mayanois Tahim Rabba, and the Zoya says, Mabue de Chokhmuso Letata, Shehu Hamshocha Me Ein Soif. Waters represent the deepest, deepest, and most profound, holiest Chokhmos, which one day will be known through Yaakov Avinu and through Am Yisrael to all of the world and will spread to all of the world. That's what this third Malach, a sailor of the seas, represents. And again, he says, that's why it says about the future, Ki mala ha'aretz de'a es Hashem kamayim le'yam mechasim. V'zeshem ramaz lanu ha'medrash ha'malochim sh'nizgalu l'avram, achar hamila ramzuloi. They are being meramis, they are being a sense of message giving is being given over. Shehu v'zaroi, that he, Avram, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, heim yisoid ha'kedusha mikol gimel chelke olam. They are the entire world's future. The whole world, all parts of the world. The Yamim and the Midbaris and the Yishuv. All of the world is dependent upon Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. The world is going to be a world of holiness because of them. They're going to ultimately be responsible for causing the whole world to be a world that's holy through their children, Am Yisrael, who will be those who will bring the whole world ultimately to its meaningful conclusion, to its meaningful and successful point in the future. That point of Kimola Haaretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Yam Chasim. It'll be through Avram Avinu bringing people to faith in the Yishuv, through having a sense of thankfulness for all that Hashem does in giving life and supporting life with pas with bread. Through Yitzchak, who is making the idea of a midbar hefker for Torah, so that you can gain Torah Shebichsav and be on the path toward living a correct life, and then to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to understand this life with the Torah Shebal Peh of Yaakov, which is the Torah of Mayim. The three together, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, represent these parts of the world and all of the world being devoted ultimately and turned ultimately to Kedushasa Yisbarach Shemai. That's what these three Malachim who visited Avram Avinu in these appearances represent.